PetSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Coming up in a second, we're going to tell you about that massive confrontation between the two, well, not between the two, between New York gubernatorial candidate Carl Palladino and a newspaper columnist. And Palladino is like Tony Soprano. If you watch Tony Soprano, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He takes no prisoners because he doesn't care. He's not a politician. He doesn't. He's not schooled in the way of politics and dealing with a reporter who was really drilling him about information he had, and he wouldn't let up, and you'll hear it in a second. But before we get to that, there's a couple of other things that are shaking around the country, and one of them is for all those people that are dealing with the floodwaters. Oh, I feel you, because in North Carolina, it was bad. The four people were killed, and you just had that relentless rain. What are you going to do? It's that whole sandbagging thing and just trying to fend off the wall of water that might come your way, depending on if you're near a levee or what holds up or all that sort of stuff. And the rain, the good news is the rain is stopping in a lot of areas, but the bad news is it brought some floodwaters and some scary moments for some people in the East Coast. Not in New York City so much, and not as you got a little bit further north, because in New Hampshire, for example, they were dying to get some rain. They've had kind of droughtish-like conditions, but not welcome in North Carolina, I would say, and up that part of that seaboard, particularly in the southeast, in areas on the coastline anyway. The Ryder Cup is happening right now. The Ryder Cup taking on the Europeans, and it is a daunting challenge, to say the least, for Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods and the rest of that crew. But if you have any American pride in international competition, and plus, let me tell you, Colin Montgomery, the guy who is the captain of the European team, oh, the things that he has said about America and the way he's treated Americans roughly in some cases and his stops in the PGA Tour, I'm going to say I really have more incentive to really push for the U.S. to win this. And Americans are looking for their first win on European soil in 17 years. Last time out, they did win the Ryder Cup, but guess what? It wasn't in Europe. So they have a tough time winning. You could say, it's fair to say, and there have been different players and errors and all that, they had a tough time winning against the Europeans when they're not in the United States. The New York Times has a report that the $700 billion lifeline to banks, in other words, TARP, to banks, insurance, and auto companies is going to expire on Sunday and could conceivably even earn a profit. Wow. AIG, the three dreaded letters in the meantime, might not repay all the TARP money. Terrific. Because they're exchanging stock, I believe, is what that's about. But the news that everything could get paid back is certainly good news. On the other hand, Ford didn't take the TARP handouts. They're not owned by the government. They didn't go there. And Alan Mulally, who is the guy behind Ford now for the last couple of years, is pretty proud of the fact that despite this economy, they're starting to make it happen. Here's what he said.
We've restructured ourselves. We're operating profitably at the lower demand, but we actually accelerated the development of all these new vehicles. So we are right here, right now for the consumers as we come back, which is really, really exciting.
That is really, really exciting. Coming back and making things happen, and they did it on their own. All right, I mentioned this. Is now tempers are flaring anyway because we're getting closer to the midterm elections, and there are 37 states that are electing governors or re-electing governors, whatever ultimately happens, and one of those places is New York, and the showdown is Palladino, Carl Palladino, a man who's a millionaire, and of course the Cuomo name, Andrew Cuomo, the AG who is running. So Palandino made some accusations about Cuomo, and here's what happened when he got into it with a local New York reporter. Take a listen.
Do you have any evidence for the charge you made? It's a simple question.
Of course I do.
Where
you'll get it at the appropriate time. You're not entitled to it. At the appropriate time, you'll get it.
This guy's the attorney general of the state of New York.
And you're his stalking horse, Fred Dick.
You can say it, but where's
your evidence? You're his stalking horse.
What's the evidence?
You're his bird dog.
You made the charge.
You send another goon to my daughter's house and I'll take you out, buddy.
You're going to take me out?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Watch.
All right, the part where he says he's going to send another, if you send another goon out to my daughter's house, because what happened, by the way, the columnist was a guy named Fred Dicker, who works for the New York Post, and this happened at the state capitol in Albany, and he's, as I said, he's the millionaire guy who's kind of brash and a little bit unpredictable. They've been staking out the daughter, so the paper was trying to get coverage of the daughter because Palandino apparently has a daughter out of wedlock, and that set him off in a couple of different directions. And like I said, the mob, you know, analysis or whatever, trying to compare the mob-like qualities, it kind of fits because of how he, you know, how he goes after reporters when he's asked questions that he doesn't like. I mean, personally, I think good for him if he feels like his family's getting harassed, he's not afraid to have a confrontation. But how much does that hurt him in viewers' eyes? I mean, you know, what are really his chances of getting elected? You know, that's the key question, especially with against Cuomo, and especially in a place like New York, when you think of the demographics. Him running as a Republican in a very Democratic state that couldn't be the more opposite of what he is pushing and what he wants to see happen. So I don't think that he's I don't think this Buffalo guy is going to have a lot of a chance to beat Cuomo, because I think Cuomo has just too many people pushing for him. But you know, you never know until people go and vote. Once they say one thing, they're likely voters, they get a phone call, but then they say something different when they with how they vote. So the actions and the word things aren't the same, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I have a feeling that this is one of those that's probably not going to go that way. There are other races that are close. And in Connecticut, it's getting very interesting with Linda McMahon and Richard Blumenthal. Now that is supposedly neck and neck. And I don't think a lot of people would have predicted that the wrestling family, with McMahon, of course, making her fortune with her husband, Vince, I don't think that people necessarily would have predicted that she would have been in that position. So she's another renegade who's making noise, and her whole thing is about the lack of action in government and being tough on a lot of things, including immigration and, you know, with the visas and all that sort of stuff. She follows down the line pretty much what the Republicans are saying, and now she has a real shot at getting elected in Connecticut. Wow. Hang with us, because on the flip side, we are really going to take you in a different direction. If you were thinking of going to the movies, we've got some cheap movie reviews for you next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
So how about it? Maybe somewhere in between the fall festivals, hanging out, carving the pumpkins, drinking a few cold ones, watching a few games, whatever, you decide you want to take in a movie. Is this a good weekend for movie going? Well, it's interesting because there are a bunch of good movies out, and if you're not a person who goes to the movies very much, you might catch a good break on a first-run movie if you go to a matinee or whatever. And one of them is, I like the Wall Street movie. I think I already said this, that Money Never Sleeps. If you like the first one, then you definitely would like the second one because it ties up sort of the loose ends. And I thought it was well done by Michael Douglas. And there, because we talk so much about the financial crisis and whatnot, it plays up the whole security swaps and insurance and subprime, you know, lending. The loans, the subprime loans that were just crippled us. And it's well done by Josh Brolin, too, and Shia LaBeouf and Michael Douglas. So that's one that's been out there now a couple of weeks. A lot of people are talking about The Social Network, and this movie has to do with Facebook. Could there be more people? Over 500 million people on Facebook. And, you know, we're seeing some oddball things happen as a result of Facebook, but a lot of times people are catching up with people from their past. I mean, you know the whole thing with the Facebook deal. You either like it, get it, don't like it, don't care about it, or whatever. But there's no question it's a phenomenon. And if you have any children, they're probably on Facebook, and hopefully you're checking out what they're posting and who they're friending is the key thing. So they decided to make a movie about this wonder kid who's not even 27 years old yet, and he's worth some crazy amount of money. He's on the Forbes list, billions. He's something billion. But here's a little snippet of The Social Network.
do something substantial in order to get the attention of the clubs.
Why?
Because they're exclusive and fun, and they lead to a better life.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that? Friends, pictures, profiles. I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
That got 2,200 hits within 2 hours?
1,000. 22,000.
This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions?
You stole our website.
They're saying we stole the Facebook.
I know what it said.
So did we?
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
You're going to get left behind.
It's moving faster than any of us ever imagined.
Get left behind.
Let's sue him in federal court.
I can't wait to stand over your shoulder and watch you write a check.
You guys were the inventors of Facebook. Get them to Facebook.
Is there anything that you need to tell me?
Your actions could have permanently destroyed everything I've been working on.
We have been working on.
Do you like being a joke? Do you want to go back to that?
Mark!
Breaching security, violating copyrights, violating individual privacy.
Your best friend is suing you for $600 million.
As for the charges, I believe I deserve some recognition from this board.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Which part?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing now with this being the world of ideas that sometimes are kind of all over the map or out of the box. The trademarking problem got in his way a little bit, and you could hear that with his friend and his friend suing him, claiming that he was the one who created Facebook. So I think that movie catches fire, and there'll be enough people that go to see it that'll be okay at the box office. It might be the winner of the weekend. Now on to our next movie. I'm going to let it roll and see if you can understand what it's about. It's called Let Me In.
As some of you may have heard, there was an incident last night. One of your recent graduates here was killed.
In the meantime, we need you all to be on the lookout for any suspicious activity.
You guys just moved in, huh?
How do you know?
I live next door to you. What happened there? Some kids from school? I'll help you. You're a girl. I'm a lot stronger than you think I am. Can you hear me through the wall? Only sometimes.
I found out a body a few days ago. They've been completely drained of blood. Please don't see that boy again.
Where's your dad? He pissed on my dad. What was that? What was going on?
Hello?
What are you? Really? I need blood.
You okay?
There's a whole lot more than just what's been going on around here. This goes way back, other states, other cities.
I have to go away.
Maybe you got something you want to tell me?
Do you think there's such a thing as evil?
All right, if you were thinking horror flick, you nailed it. And it involves kids, and then there is this idea that there's vampires, loose vampires, we'll say. And this movie will do well with people who like scary movies. This next movie is Renee Zellweger and Bradley Cooper, her real-life boyfriend, star in this. And it's actually a sad tale. It has to do with, well, I'm going to let you hear it, and you'll know. Here's a little snippet of it.
Be honest, the whole psychology thing is just about scoring chicks, isn't it?
Regrettably, yes.
I sit there talking to these families, and I think, I might be totally full of it.
Everybody's full of it. You aren't numbered to call for people who don't have anyone else. There's no way that's bad.
How many active cases you got?
38. Child Services? My name's Emily.
Emily.
You know I can help?
They go into the cellar.
This little girl heard her parents say they're going to send her to hell. I'm scared. Did you hear that?
Open up! Police!
Emily! What she needs right now is a safe, supportive environment. I think that I can provide that for her.
Do you live alone? Just me.
Just us.
I had a bad dream.
You gotta expect some hiccups. You can't undo 10 years of trauma in 6 weeks.
I went by the house. Mom and Dad were barricading themselves in their room at night.
What scares you?
They followed me.
Who?
Not safe around me.
People die around her. Not by her own hand. They just die.
Rounds it out. Case 39. Child Protective Services. She gets the kid. The kid is off the wire, off the rails, whatever you want to say. Everybody's big fear as to what can happen. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang through.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Coming up on America Tonight, in just a few minutes, we're going to head to the mailbag and find out what all of you are talking about. Boy, we're getting a lot of mail. I know I say that, but it's really been that way for the past couple of months. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to me at americatonight.net. But before we do that, it was a previous show where I was mentioning that I had heard from some people on the Hill that there's no question that Nancy Pelosi, even with Democrats, is losing a lot of her edge, her advantage. So now I happen to see this today, the Washington Examiner, a Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll, all of them in it together, show that Nancy Pelosi's negative ratings are at 50%. Wow, 50%, that's got to be an all-time high. And that, you know what, is the same number, and they showed this, as BP's right after the spill in the Gulf of Mexico. That's not good. You have the same rating as the worst oil disaster in our nation's history. You know, only 22% of the poll showed that the respondents had a favorable impression of Pelosi, one of the, of course, big driving forces behind, excuse me, Obamacare. So by comparison, Newt Gingrich had a negative rating of 35% and a positive rating of 24%. Wow. What does that show? I think Nancy Pelosi's listening and planting a bug on me right now. Anyway, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Here we go. Let's see. I'm going to start with, let's start with Dennis McMahon. He writes in a letter, the wealthy Iraqi government must be compelled to contribute to the new trust fund to assist injured vets. Boy, I couldn't agree more with that. After everything and all the sacrifice, the blood that was spilled, the limbs, sadly, that were lost, so many people who came back and had to learn to walk all over again, I absolutely think that the Iraqi government needs to pony up, so let's hope that happens. Touche, very good point, Dennis. We keep talking about reparations and oil reparations. You know, kick into this trust fund, because there's just too many injured vets, And that would be the right thing to do. What are the chances of it happening, though? How about this from Linda? This was an eye-opening email, and I thank Linda for sending it to me. She says, I'm a mom who has watched three of my four adult kids suffer onset of schizophrenia. Each of them was 21 years old, and all three, when it happened, were honor students at universities. Their dad's an attorney. Suicidal ideation being a primary symptom that frequently accompanies onset of schizophrenia. Onset of such central nervous systems disorder where the brain is the primary organ is not unusual while young people are in college. Sometimes the onset is sudden in contrast to gradual. Each case is different. Boy, that's depressing. And Linda, we thank you for sending us that note and adding to the discussion. Of course, we're talking about the other night, the UT student who, thank God, didn't kill anybody and didn't even injure anybody, went with an AK-47 and a ski mask and shot rounds off, but ultimately ended up killing himself in the library. And so many people were questioning, well, this guy was quiet, but he was good. He was nice. He got straight A's. He was an honor student. And she's saying, well, you know, take a look a little closer. Here's what this probably could have been, and that's what's being discussed, actually. So it's terrible that happened on the campus, and now even in a broader discussion, the mental health issues, but also the concealed and carry has now become part of that. In Texas, certainly, they're discussing it, but in other states, they're talking about it, too, whether or not college students, if they go through the whole permitting process. And it depends on the state, too. Should they be able to do the concealed carry thing? And the other side of that is, well, what if you have a shooting gallery in the end? And there are plenty of people who think that. In fact, Mary Manny wrote me a note. Kate, I heard you talking about guns and the UT incident. Very scary to me. I understand in theory if somebody has a gun, and what if you were walking on that campus and you're walking with someone who literally can reach for his gun and put the person down and save the day, because how many people wouldn't be shot at as a result of it? The problem would be how many people would have guns and where would these bullets be flying from all different directions? Because you can only assume if there was concealed and carry, especially in a place like Texas, that you would have a lot of students who would get the guns. And they'd be carrying around the guns in their backpack or whatever. And it does have the potential for disaster. What do you think? Well, that's the other side of this. Certainly there would be the potential for disaster. My thought process is, it's not just people getting guns at gun shops. Like this kid, by the way, did with the AK-47 or at a gun show. It's people that have permits, that went through the written tests, that went through the whole process of putting the gun, you know, cleaning it, doing it, loading it, all that kind of stuff about the safety catch and also the target shooting and everything you have to do to qualify, which isn't just a walk in the park. And then there would be the background check. So that would give me peace of mind, I think, from that angle. And, you know, you just have to ask yourself, which is the better way to go? I mean, if it's you and then someone saves your life because of it, then it's like, whew, okay, eye opener. Thank God that the guy walking beside me on the sidewalk had a gun. You know, I talked to a woman one time, and this was a real game changer for me. There was a Luby's shooting. It was in Killeen, Texas. It was a long time ago. I say long time ago, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago, whatever it was. And I wasn't living even in Texas, and I had a conversation with her on the show, and her parents were killed. And she had a gun, but the gun was in the truck. So she said flat out, if she could have gotten the gun, if she had had the gun with her, she easily would have been able to shoot the idiot that went through the Luby's. I think he drove into it and then he was shooting people. She could have taken him out, and she said she would have taken him out, and she regrets to this day that wasn't what happened there. So that kind of changed a little bit my point of view. All right, this one's from Todd Laramie, listening to us, he says, in Vermont, WVMT. Tell me more about this Nail the Score. I've heard you mention it many, many times, and I'm not really clear on what you have to do. It's very simple. I hope I'm not complicating it when you're listening to me if you just tuned in for the first time. It's like simple instruction. It's not like the Japanese, French instructions and all the other languages you get instructions in and you have no idea how to read them. Like when you get something electronic or, ooh, if you get something from IKEA. I love IKEA. I love going through that store and they have some cool bargains and their stuff looks really good. But try assembling the stuff you get from IKEA. It's brutal. It's so frustrating. It takes so many hours that it's not worth it. You either have to be really good at that or just incredibly patient, which I'm neither one of those. So IKEA is not a good place for me to get stuff from. Anyway, let's make this game simple, and it is. This is how it works. I'll say it again. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Once the game is chosen, you call in and you tell us who you think's going to win. Do you think, for example, let's say it was the Eagles and the Redskins. It's in Philadelphia. So do you think the Eagles win it or do you think the Redskins win it? And what's the final score? Like I would say, I don't know, Eagles 27-14 or something. And that would be the final score. And then I say who I think would win, the Eagles. It's that simple. But even though it's simple, it's like having lightning strike a couple of times and hit you. You know, they say lightning never strikes twice in the same place or whatever. Or what are the possibilities of it? Or what's the possibilities of getting struck by lightning? It's just so odd. You have a handful of potential scores. And, you know, sometimes you'll see, it's like if you just looked at a scoreboard, you'll see some of the similar scores coming up. Forget the analysis about the teams and defenses and front lines and all that. If you're just randomly picking out scores. But it's not that easy. You come close, but you have to specifically nail it. But it's a lot of fun to play and listen to what everybody says. Sometimes people throw in some funny peanut gallery little jabs or, you know, whatever. All right, here's another one, and this one is from Tom. Hello, America Tonight. I have to ask a question. I am so tired of what is happening in Washington. Aren't you tired of this nonsense, Kate? Aren't you sick of it? I'll give you props for one thing. You don't just beat the drum in the same direction time after time after time after time. You know, when I flip around the dial, I get it. There's some people that are really good at it. But it's the same old political grandstanding or pollution of the airwaves, I'll say. I hope that makes sense. I kind of think I know what you mean by that. The problem with the we have with politicians is always the same. If you go back in history and you look at political slogans and you read a little bit about some of the campaigns that none of us were around for, you'll hear the same thing. Voters are unhappy with this. There is a common thread. What do you want? You want more security for your family. You want more money in the sense that you can live easier and your family can live easier. So even if we went way back to the beginning of our history, it's always been about the comfort. What's in it for me? The money, taxes, where's all that going? And the politician who does that the best is usually the one who wins. There's going to be some surprises, I think, on November 2nd. We're going to talk about that next and some other things on Odds and Ends.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be
reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. Must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, Revis isn't playing for the Jets this Sunday. How much will that affect the game? Is that kind of information you want to know about when you're laying a couple of dimes, let's say, on a game or two? And, you know, we do this nail the score thing. We love the NFL, obviously. Week 4 in the NFL, what are some of the trends that we've seen thus far? What's starting to happen? And how about the 18-game season? Steve Budin, he's the guy who created sportsinfo.com and a plethora of other sites. And, of course, he wrote a book that we just absolutely love. It's such a fun read. And the book, Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. If you haven't read it, pick it up, because, I mean, you'll get more than a couple belly laughs out of that one. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on ATN.
Great to be back. And, you know, the thing that's different this year than every other year is that the underdogs are back. I mean, the underdogs are covering at a better than 50% clip thus far. Last year at this time, it was the opposite. The favorites were dominating. And only two things happen when underdogs win, and neither one of them are good. The bookmakers make money, and the customers lose money.
Yeah, no kidding, because it's the favorites. You're right. Everybody's attracted to the favorites.
They're naturally the better team, and it's no fun not to bet on the better team. But anyway, that's why we're here to provide the light, so to speak.
Yeah, when you yourself look at a game and you're trying to analyze it, and we know there's a million factors. I mean, you can break it down,
right,
and you know this, to the crazy
right
minutia of the time of day and how people feel then and what they've
right
eaten, crazy things.
Right.
What do you do?
The first thing to remember as a handicapper or someone who's analyzing a game, you know, is that the line is not meant to accurately depict the final score. It's just meant to gauge public perception. You have a game like tonight, Texas A&M play Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State wins 38-35. The line is 3, and everybody says to themselves, these bookmakers are geniuses. But they don't talk about the 25 games leading into this where the line was nowhere near the final score. They
right.
remember the one time that it comes exactly like the bookmakers make the points, and they think the bookmakers are geniuses, but the bookmakers are not even trying to do that. They're just trying to make the bettors confused and have to make a decision and not have one strong opinion to get two-sided action. You have a game like Baltimore-Pittsburgh coming up this week, a perfect example of how I look at a game. Here's a game, forget the point spread, throw it out, 35-point total. Okay, you got two of the best defenses in the league, and everybody in their country and their mother, and you don't need to pay me any money to tell you that everyone's going off. This is the total under. You know, you got Flacco on one side, who's up and down like a roller coaster. You got the, you know, a great defense with Baltimore. You've got the best defense in the league with Pittsburgh. They're beating everybody without Roethlisberger, just with their defense. And the bookies, they're not morons. They know what everyone's thinking, and they got this total as low as they can possibly have it, you know, and still be palatable at 35. The value is to go over that 35-point total and clean up, in my opinion.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that. I absolutely the over on that one. I'll tell you a game I like, and you like this team too, and this and the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay now 2-1. Of course, they're taking on, in at Lambeau Field, Detroit. This wouldn't be a bad game either, do you think?
Well, here, Detroit, you know, listen, I drank a little bit of the Detroit Kool-Aid in the last couple of weeks. Truth is, they're a bad team. Green Bay coming off a tough loss. I mean, going into the game against the Bears, everyone had them winning the Super Bowl. Now everyone was second down. But if you look at that game, you know, Chicago got a lot of help from the Zebras. I mean, it seemed like every call went their way.
Yeah.
In this game, Green Bay comes back. And I'm not a big fan of a teaser, but if ever I was going to bet a teaser, you know, I would like to hook Green Bay up, you know, in a teaser, you know, possibly with a team like Philly at home going against Washington, which is another game we should talk about because, I mean, everyone's in an uproar about Donovan McNabb coming back to Philly, how he's going to handle it. And me personally, you know, that guy never played good in Philly. He's not going to start playing good in Philly now. It's a no-brainer. They were asleep last week. They'll be asleep at the wheel this week. Philly will get up for this game, and they will win big.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I'm an Eagles fan. I used to have season tickets. And when you look at the Eagles, Steve, and you look at Michael Vick, what's your take on Vick?
Right, well, big quarterback controversy in Philadelphia. You got to realize Philadelphia is a gambling town, so everybody is a sports town. They love their teams. You know, Vick kind of lucked his way into this position because, well, let's be honest, the Philadelphia Eagle front line, their offensive line, is in shatters. And they can't keep anybody, you know, out of the pocket. So when you got a guy like Cobb, who is a pocket passer and can't get a move around out of the pocket, not effective on the run, you know, he's going to take beatings like he did, and that's why he's hurt. And they can't just let him sit there in the pocket and get crushed like that. Michael Vick brings another dynamic to the team because he can get up out of the pocket, create space, and make his own plays. And because of that, defenses are reluctant to rush hard because if they rush hard, he runs around them. So he winds up getting a lot of respect from the defense, and he winds up, you know, being able to create space and pick up passes that Cobb could never even see.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
I love
everything being equal, if the Eagles had a good front line, Cobb's the starter there.
I agree. That's a great observation. The Sunday night game is one of my favorites. It's awesome. You're through the day already. You can just kick back. You eat some pasta. You're watching the game. And now you got the Giants in Chicago. And you just talked about the Bears and how they got some help from all those penalties against Green Bay and then ended up winning it on a boot. So now they're taking on New York, though. And this is
in the
Meadowlands.
You make a good point about the Sunday night game. And something I always tell bettors, you know, to be aware of is, listen, you spend the whole week coming up with your play. And if that's the Sunday night game, so be it. Go with it. But if you spend the whole week and wind up with a 1 o'clock or a 4 o'clock game and now you win or lose, and in 15 to 30 minutes, you want to try to figure out your late play. You're giving yourself to the bookies with no fight.
Right.
So, you know, these are the type of games that if a week of looking at it hasn't done anything for you, don't fall into the trap of trying to make a being a slave to the action and just trying to double down on a late night game that, well, didn't look good to you the whole week. This game, the Chicago Giants, you know, I got to be honest with you, I'm sick of losing money on the Giants. These are two teams going in two different directions. Chicago on the upswing. The Giants have just not shown up right now. Coughlin, he's about as popular as windsurfing in New York City. You know, the Jets, obviously, are the apple of New York's eye now for the first time in 20 years. They're playing good. They have the HBO special. I think the Giants are under a little bit of an identity crisis. You know, the smart money is obviously on the Giants to rebound big in this game, but you can never count Chicago out, especially in the end for a backdoor cover. I got to take the 4 points here with the Bears.
All right. That's some good analysis, I think, on that Sunday game. On Monday, you know, I'm not sure. To me, the Dolphins are a little bit of a mystery. The Dolphins and New England is the Monday night game. How do you feel about Monday night games like this one?
Well, yeah, and look, the Dolphins, you know, they're coming off an emotional loss, you know, against the Jets. I happened to be at that game in Miami. It was hot. You know, it was tough. They fought their hearts out, and their home fans really, you know, were loud and stayed with them the whole time, and they were just devastated in that loss. And to be honest, you know, I don't know how they picked themselves up and are able to come back against the New England team that at this point seems to be back on stride. So, you know, Miami, pick them at home against New England. The total is 46.5 points. You know, to me, in looking at that game, you know, I'd probably go with the under in that game. I think Miami looks to stretch the game out. I think they look to stay close, you know, and they're not going to really be able to fire right down the field and score, just, you know, and hang with New England if they don't play tough D. I'm looking for that game to go under the 46.5.
All right, again, some great information. Underdogs, the winners. The underdogs are back. Steve, thanks. We'll tell everybody go to sportsinfo.com. It's always fun to have you on the show. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks. Well, yeah, if you go to sportsinfo.com, we have something right now called the Insider Money Moves. Everybody gets a free trial with it, so try it out. See how it works for you. It's working good for everybody else.
Great. Terrific. Thanks, Steve. All right, some of the stuff that he was telling you I thought would be helpful perhaps for Nail the Score, underdogs winning, and I'll tell you about that whatever the game ends up being because I don't know what it is at this point. Some of the games that he brought up were pretty interesting, like the Philadelphia-Washington game, Donovan McNabb coming back. I think Philly absolutely stomps all over the Redskins. But that might not even be the game. Who knows? It could be San Diego and Arizona or Indy and Jacksonville, Houston and Oakland, maybe the Monday night game, not sure at this point. But third hour, Nail the Score. Make sure you're there and you take a stab at it. Hang with us. More on the flip side.